Are you wondering how to get clients as a social media manager? Well, a lot of people are wondering that, and I've got the answer to that exact question for you today on this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Sales Tip Show, and today we're answering the question, how to get clients as a social media manager. Your role as a social media manager is essential to the success of many businesses. Your job is to create a system or a process to help you get clients as a social media manager. And I've got a 6-step process for you that will help you get clients as a social media manager. I've also got the secret, yes, that's right, the secret to holding that process all together. And I'm gonna share that secret with you at the end of our video. I'm also gonna give you a gift. In the middle of the video today, I'm going to share my revenue roadmap with you. This gift is from me to you and it's absolutely free. I appreciate you joining me. Thanks for being here. Let's dive right into the content. Step number one for how to get clients as a social media manager is to identify your ideal client. Now, I know what you're thinking. Your ideal client is anyone who does blank. Your ideal client is anyone who has a restaurant or anyone who has a small business or anyone who is growing their business or anyone who has no presence on social media and wants a presence on social media. The thing I need to make sure I stress is when your marketing plan starts with targeting anyone, you're really targeting no one. So you can't target just anyone. You need to target a specific group, preferably a specific industry. So why do I want you to target a specific industry as a social media manager? Well, when you target a specific industry, you can become famous in that industry very, very quickly. You can develop a positive reputation. You can develop a solid brand. You can grow through referrals as well as through targeted thought leadership campaigns, speaking, writing articles, maybe even some targeted advertising. So focusing on who your ideal client is, what specific industry they're in, is critical. Now, I'm not telling you you should only work with people in one specific industry. No. For marketing purposes, you target your marketing at people in specific industries. So if you're targeting people in the restaurant industry, you have a marketing campaign specifically for them using my 6-step process. If you're targeting people in professional speaking, you're developing a marketing campaign specifically for them. If you're targeting people who are in the financial services industry, you're developing a marketing campaign specifically for them. You have multiple marketing campaigns for the different industries, all targeting specific people in those industries. Focusing on an ideal client is step one. Developing marketing for specific people in specific industries is step one. If you're ready for step two for how to get clients as a social media manager, you need to come with me right now. Now we're up to step two in this process. And step two is to go out and find those ideal clients in groups so that you can use leverage to connect with them en masse. Now, this is critically important because I know, because of your profession, you could easily focus on networking or on one-on-one marketing activities. That's not going to be as productive for you as going out and looking for groups of people who are your ideal clients. Now, you're thinking to yourself, okay, Dave, that's great. So use leverage, target these folks in groups, but how the hell am I going to find them? Here's the way that you can find these folks very easily. Go to your best client, the person who fits that ideal client profile, and say to him, Mr. Client, let me ask you a couple of questions. What groups or associations do you belong to? Let me ask you another question. What websites do you go to keep up with industry trends, to read the latest news for what's happening in your industry? And, you know, if I asked you, hey, where would you go to find out what the latest best practices are in your profession? What website would you go to look all that stuff up? Third question, what trade journals do you subscribe to? Are there any publications that get mailed to you at the office or at your home? Are there any annual awards that are given out? Or are there any gatherings, conferences, or conventions that are the must-attend conventions for people who do what you do? Where do you go? What do you read? Who else do you work with? What other service providers do you work with to help you be effective and efficient in your business, Mr. Client? When you ask your ideal client these questions, you're going to get clues for how to target these clients, these ideal clients, the people you want to work with, the exact folks who are perfect for you. When you ask these questions of your best client, they're going to give you a path to connecting with other people who are just like them. Your goal is to find out what conventions they attend, what associations they join, what websites they visit to stay up on industry trends, and what publications they subscribe to. The reason you want to know all this is because you want to speak in those places. You want to write articles and get them published in those publications. You want to connect with people who sell things to your ideal client to do joint ventures. This is the research you need to do in order to target your ideal client en masse. Let me be very direct with you right now. If you're focused on attracting new clients, new prospects, if you're focused on getting leads one at a time, you're going to fail. You can't do that. I don't care what business, what industry you're in, focusing on attracting prospects one at a time is a recipe for disaster. You need to attract dozens, if not hundreds, or even thousands of new prospects at a time. This is the way you start. That's step two. Now it's time for you to join me for step three. Let's go. And now it's time to talk about step three. Step three is to make a free offer to the audience that you've got in front of en masse. Now, you can make this free offer either in an article that you've written or from the stage if you're speaking, or in an email if you're doing direct email solicitation, or even in direct mail in a direct mail letter. This offer should be a free report or a course, or even you can even make it a free consultation if you'd like. When you make this offer to your audience, you're basically saying to them, here's more of the information that I shared with you when we first met. If you'd like more information, you can get it from me now. And if you get the free offer from me, I will follow up with you. And that's the key. You need to make your free offer, your offer of free information, so compelling that people cannot resist. And anyone who's seen you give a speech or watched one of your videos or listened to you on a radio interview, those people want to hear more from you, so they opt into your free offer. In fact, I'm going to demonstrate that concept for you right now. I have a free offer for you for watching this. If you'd like my entire process outlined in a way that you can immediately implement in your business, go to revenueroadmapguide.com. RevenueRoadmapGuide.com. You can find a link to that site down in the description, and then simply enter your name, your contact information, and you will receive my free offer. And that's a 27-page white paper. It's a fill-in-the-blank paper that you can use as a marketing plan to grow your business. This is the entire strategy that I'm sharing with you in this video, plus additional information that you can use immediately to grow your business. So step three is make a free offer to your audience. I'm demonstrating that to you right now. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, opt in to receive the Revenue Roadmap Guide, and you'll be getting a free offer from me. And then you can create your own free offer, either just like that, or in an educational video that people opt in to receive, or a free consultation. There are dozens of different ways to do this, but this is such a critical step because people who get the free offer, they convert from people who are suspects, people you suspect would be good clients for you, they convert into prospects, people who you know would be good clients for you if they have the urgency to work with you. So step three, make a free offer. Take me up on my free offer right now. Go to revenueroadmapguide.com, opt in for your free offer. I'm going to see you right now in step number four. Join me in step number four right now. So who's qualified to get in there? Who's qualified to come into your office and work with you? What do I mean by qualified? Well, that's the next step in our process. You see, before we bring people into the fold as clients, we want to make sure that they're going to be exactly like our best clients. And we must qualify them after they opt in to receive our free report and before we nurture them. So the qualifying step takes place before we even put these people into our system to follow up with them. We have to check in with them to see if they have the four things that are necessary for them to get in here to do business with us. What are those four things? Well, first, we have to make sure that the person that we're dealing with is actually a decision maker. What does that mean? We have to make sure the person has the financial authority to sign a contract, the person has the ability to commit their business, to commit their organization, or to commit themselves or their families to working with us. The second thing we need to make sure of is the person that we're talking to has to have a problem that we can solve. If they don't have a problem we can solve, this whole thing is for naught. The whole thing is useless. The third thing we need to make sure of is that they are willing and able to take action right now. They have to have urgency. They have to be ready, willing, and able to take action right now. And then the fourth thing, of course, they have to have the money. They have to be able to pay us. If they can't afford to pay us, then we'd be doing charity work. And if you want to do charity work, you should do it. But you should do it for an organization that helps out in your community or that helps a cause you believe in. You work to make money to enable your lifestyle. You don't work to contribute to the betterment of people who should otherwise be paying you. So those four things are critically important. Now, oftentimes people will have three of the four. They'll be a decision maker, they'll have a problem we can solve, and they'll have the ability to make a decision. They just don't have the urgency to get going with us right now. And what do we do with those people? Well, the people who are ready to get going right now, the people who can afford us, the people who have a problem we can solve, and the people who are the decision makers, those people are clients. We sign them up immediately. If they don't have the urgency, we follow up with them forever. We nurture them. And that's the next step in the process. So join me as we walk through that door to go to the next step in our process, which is the nurturing step that comes after the qualifying step. And now we're up to step five. We're in the process. And step five is very simple. You need to communicate with the people who've given you their information, and you need to communicate with them frequently. For every month that you don't communicate with these folks, you lose 10% of your influence over them until eventually, in 10 months, they won't even remember who you are. They've opted in to receive something from you. They've opted in to receive something they perceive has a high value. Now it's your turn to connect with them on a regular basis. My approach is to email the people who opt in weekly. Why? Well, think about it this way. How often do you communicate with your best friend? How often do you communicate with the people who are most important to you in your life? If you communicated with them less often, would your relationship get stronger or would it get weaker? The reality is frequency of communication builds trust. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to build a relationship, because your business, your practice, your company is going to be built on the foundation of relationships. Even in a setting where people say, oh, I do business in the business-to-business space, you're not doing business with a building. You're doing business with another person. And the essence of relationships is productive communication between the participants. You need to communicate with everyone who's given you their contact information as frequently as you can, minimum monthly, preferably weekly. That is step five. And that's the nurturing process. That's step five, where the nurturing process. And that's the part of this entire sales process that holds everything together. Now, I want you to join me, whether or not these folks are ready, willing, and able to help us grow our business, to invest in our services. Join me right now. So now we're at the part of the process where it's time for you to invite people in and invite them to become a client. You've been nurturing them faithfully for weeks, week in and week out. You've given them the opportunity to really learn from you. You've educated them with some great new content. You've shared with them some testimonials, some stories of people who you've helped. You've done everything you can to demonstrate to them that you not only have credibility, but you can really help them, and they believe that you can help them. So now it's up to you to invite them in to do business with you, and you do this through what's called a gateway engagement. This is an offer to work with them in a non-threatening, low barrier to entry way. This is not your $300,000 product offering. It's not your $10 million offering. It's an offer that is really easy for them to comprehend. They see the return on investment. They see that it will solve an imminent problem they're facing. And it is just very, very friction-free. It's a simple way to do business. Let me give you a couple of examples. One of the ways that I offer a gateway offering to my clients is I do events on a regular basis. So you can come down to Miami and do an in-person event with me for one day, and it may cost you $550, $600, which is really the cheapest way to get involved with me. Once you come to that event and experience the power of the community that I've created and you connect with me on a personal level, it's hard for you to not do business with me after that because you see the return you're going to achieve. So for you in your business, you can do an in-person event. You can offer a service that is non-threatening, that people can invest a little bit of money in to understand your brilliance so that they can invest in bigger products or services down the road. Now, one of the things you can do is you can offer a consultation that is discounted from your normal consultation fee. So if you normally charge $1,500 for a consultation, you can offer a one-time discount to the people who are on your email list, the people you've been nurturing for weeks now. You can offer them a $750 consultation, and that includes a comprehensive assessment of their situation, and you'll review their situation with them and give them some constructive tips as to what they can do to get better. This is a great way to get some initial exposure to you. And once people get that initial exposure, they want to come back over and over and over again. So this step, the gateway offer, is critical, the gateway engagement. It's the first time somebody's going to experience you. It's the first time they're going to experience your services. I highly recommend you engineer this into your process and you make offers of gateway services every 5 or 6 emails that go out to your weekly email newsletter list. Now, you can offer the same gateway engagement over and over again, or you can offer different offerings every 5 or 6 weeks. You can come up with 3 different offerings that you rotate. It's totally up to you. It's dependent upon who's on your list and what it takes to engage them. But each time you make an offer, people will come off and they will do business with you. That's the beginning of the relationship. It's just a starting point, and it's the key to long-term value because they have to get involved with you in order to realize how brilliant you truly are. Now it's time for step number 7. This is the final step. This is the thing I told you was going to tie everything together. You don't want to miss this. join me back inside as I share with you our final tip for today, the one thing you don't want to miss, coming up right now. Social media managers, this is how you get clients, and this is step number 7 for how to get clients as a social media manager. Here's the big secret, the thing you've been waiting for. Always think long term. Focus on relationships and not transactions. Relationships, not transactions. If you do that, these clients will stay with you for years and years and years, and that will help you make more money. You won't have to go find as many new clients if these clients stay with you. Relationships and not transactions. I want a relationship with you. I wish I could give you a big hug right now. Join me in the next video. Social media managers, join me in the next video to make more money. There's a video that's gonna pop up right next to me right now. Watch that video right now. I'll see you over there in that video.